The composer William Grant Still wrote over 200 pieces, works for choir, chamber group, and orchestra. In classical music, William Grant Still is well known as the Dean of Afro-American composers. But even musicians don't know that he also wrote music for children.
Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah.
This year, many of Still's songs for children were recorded for the first time by his granddaughter, soprano Celeste Headley. Headley always knew the songs were there, but she never considered performing them until her mother, Still's daughter, wrote a children's book about his life. That book, and the songs, inspired Headley to write down her own memories of her grandfather. Not just a memoir, she says, but a way of saying thanks.
I was only 8 years old when my grandfather died, and at that point I had no idea he was famous. I knew that he wrote music, and I had a vague idea that some of the visitors to his home in Los Angeles were pretty important. But I knew him best as a grandfather. On holidays, my mother would drive us to the house on Victoria Avenue near Pico and Crenshaw, and my grandparents would spoil us. Grandfather taught me to play Inchworm on the piano and secretly gave me candy when my mother wasn't looking. He read me the Uncle Remus stories and fixed the grammar because he didn't want me to say ain't. As far as I knew, being a grandfather was what William Grant Still did best. After his death, as I got older, I came to realize just how important his musical life was. He was a pivotal figure in American culture, a black man who not only wrote classical music, but had it performed all over the world. He thought he was chosen by God to write music that would bridge the gap between the races. His music reflects his personality. It's difficult for me to reconcile the often joyful sounds of his music with the facts of his life. In his day, black musicians played ragtime, jazz, and stride piano. They didn't write symphonies. He had successes early in his career, but later on, major orchestras refused to play his work, the Metropolitan Opera asked him to stop submitting scores, and critics wondered why he didn't write more authentic Negro music. He once had a job writing music for movies and for TV shows like Gunsmoke, but quit when a white manager loudly asked what a nigger was doing in his office. Toward the end of his life, Grandfather finally grew weary of intolerant adults. He decided instead to write for young people. He started writing etudes for piano and songs for school textbooks. Most of these pieces encourage kids to strive for excellence, to chase their dreams. The first verse of a song called Up There says, "One of these days I'm gonna climb a high mountain. When I do, I'm never coming down. Up there on the mountaintop, I'll be lord of all. I will see the folks below, but they won't see me." That's not a message you'd expect from a man who endured what he did. When I rediscovered these songs, I felt like my relationship with my grandfather had come full circle. When I started preparing to record this music, I thought I would discover something new about him. But in the end, his children's music taught me nothing that I didn't know as an 8-year-old. Grandfather reached out to the children of the world in exactly the same way that he reached out to me, with humor and wisdom and sincere love.
Celeste Headley is the granddaughter of composer William Grant Still. She lives in Flagstaff, Arizona, where she sings opera and talks on the radio at member station KNAU.
One of these days I'm gonna hide.